KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
My husband, Ray Redlich, has joined me in the studio today for Encounter. He was just in a really harrowing experience, which brought home to me the importance of how desperate people who are homeless really are and how times might have changed over the past 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, 5 years even. So I've asked him to come in, share with you a little story, and then let's find out how churches can help, how you as a Christian can help. Maybe what are some signs that you know that the homeless person is really legit? What can you do to at all find out before you help them? And what are the best things to help them with? And then how can you help in an organized situation to help the homeless? Ray, welcome.
Thank you, Judy.
Recently, you might have heard on the news that a man was found dead in a vacant building. Well, my husband was the man who found that man. Ray, can you share that story?
Yes, Judy. I've been doing homeless outreach now for quite a few years, especially the past 4 or 5 years, going out nearly every day, going out looking for people, trying to help them. But I've never, until this event, I've never really found anyone deceased. And this time I did, totally unexpected. I went to an abandoned building that we visit regularly, checking there, and I expected it to be just an in-and-out thing. I was going to go in there, really didn't expect to find anybody, but there I found a man on the floor, sprawled out, and after a few moments of observation, I could tell that he was deceased. And my coworker came in, and he confirmed that. Later we called the ambulance, and the fireman came out and confirmed that he was dead, and it was really sad. I wasn't sure if I knew the individual. I don't think I really knew him. He was not a regular in that building that I know of, but he was apparently homeless. He didn't have any identification on him, and as of right now, the police are still trying to determine who he is. But it was really sad. I've had friends that do outreach that have come upon people dead in buildings or other places. But this was a first for me, and it just kind of shook me up, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what was your first reaction?
Well, I called my coworker, and I went out and asked him to come in and be of assistance to me, and I told him, I think this person is dead. And I called out to him to see if maybe he would answer, but he didn't, and I knew I should call 911, which I did. I thought I might know the individual. I'm glad later on that it was determined that it was not somebody that I thought it was, but yet it evidently was a homeless person.
Yeah, when you called me, you mentioned the name of someone that I knew too that had been on the streets off and on a long time.
Well, the police determined later on through tattoos that this was not the individual.
Through tattoos,
right.
Wow.
That's how they found out. That's how they identify bodies if there's no identification.
Ah. So what happened then? The police came?
Well, the police came after I had left the scene, but the fire department was at work there when I left. But I've been in touch with the police about it. I'm trying to help them to determine who the person was.
Wow. And how did your coworker respond? Was he a little bit calmer than you were, or what do you think?
Well, probably a little bit calmer than I was, but it was just an overall rough experience for both of us.
So what kind of things does that tell you going through that experience?
Well, it tells me, well, first of all, as a Christian, how fragile life is. And, you know, we need to let people know that we never know when it's going to be our last day on this earth. We need to seek the Lord. I mean, that's the first lesson that I think we all should draw from that. But it also shows us, for the Christian especially, it shows us that we need to show compassion towards others and try to rescue others. Recently, I was reading from the book of Jude where it says to, you know, to rescue those as if we're pulling them out of the fire. And that's what we are to do among the homeless people. Some of them are in the throes of addictions. Others have mental illness, other factors. Some are just really discouraged and despondent and might be on the verge of suicide. So we find so many desperate people out there, and we need more folks that can come along, especially Christians who love the Lord and want to reach out with the love of Jesus to come along with us and to go out on the streets, find the people, minister to them, share food and clothing, blankets and things like that, and then also share the hope of Jesus.
My husband takes me on a lot of little winter patrol excursions when we're on the way home from church or somewhere else. And recently, in fact, it was the night before this happened, we went somewhere and a man that Ray knew was sitting on a bench there at the bus stop, and he looked so sad, Ray said. He just looks so sad. And he told me that this man had gone through an identity theft thing, and he just hasn't been able to find a new direction in his life yet.
That's right, Judy. And this particular man also had told me that he left the downtown area. He's staying a little more on the outskirts of town now because he wanted to get away from the bad influences. So he's trying. When we see people out there, even people that might be addicted, it's not that they're necessarily not trying. Many of them really want to be set free. And that's why we have, it's really a ripe harvest field out there.
Ray, how do you rescue people from homelessness?
Well, I work with the New Life Evangelistic Center, and we have a residential leadership training program. We can invite them into that program, both men and women. That's one option to help them to break the cycle of homelessness and become involved in helping others and go through a Christian discipleship. We also can refer them to other organizations to help them with drug treatment, alcohol treatment, and I refer people to places like St. Patrick's Center where they can go and maybe take classes and sign up for housing placement. You know, we work together with other organizations. We want to try to help the person find the best fit for them, whether he or she, to find the best fit for them that can help them to get off the streets.
How do you know when a homeless situation is legit and when it's just someone trying to beg on the streets?
Well, I think it's not so much a question of whether to help. It's a question of how to help. And yes, we do see a proliferation of people begging on the street corners or highway exits and so forth. And generally, I personally don't give out money. I don't recommend people to do that unless it's somebody that you've gotten to know and talk to and you see that the money will be used wisely. But I'll generally give out food items, sometimes bus tickets. Those are very helpful. And other things that people can use to help them to break the cycle of homelessness. And I'll usually give them some literature, too. We at New Life Evangelistic Center, we have flyers with a little scripture message. And also we tell them about, they can get bus tickets. We tell them about our training program and different resources that are available to them. So I try to give them some information as well as direct help.
Maybe you've been following the saga of the New Life Evangelistic Center, 1411 Locust Street building, which was closed about 5 years ago by the city. What's happening on that now?
Well, we want to reopen as a day center, and that means that people can come there during the daytime and receive help. It would be what we call a low-barrier center, that people don't have to jump through a lot of hoops to come in there and get the help. And so that's what we're trying to do. There will be, you know, worship services or Bible studies, as well as we're going to invite different agencies and organizations to come in and set up an office in the building where they can talk to clients and offer help to people get off the streets. And so we've received a construction permit to do that. So we're embarking now upon getting contractors and raising the money to renovate the building so that we can eventually get the occupancy permit and open up. And I want to let you know that there is opposition There are elements in the area downtown with a lot of money who don't want to see the homeless in the neighborhood and don't want us to open up in any way, shape, or form. And so they've appealed it. We're going to have to go through hearings again, unfortunately. But we are really determined to provide these services, and we want to let the neighbors there, those who might live in the neighborhood, know that we want to be good neighbors. You know, we don't want drug activity and things like that around our building or in our building. And so we want to be good neighbors, but we want to be a haven for people that need help, though, too, because that's so desperately needed. The homeless are still out there. They're out on the streets. They're in the abandoned buildings and the corners and so forth. They're already there. We're not creating homelessness by any means. We are one of the ways in which people can break the cycle of homelessness. We want to be out there with resources to help people and just to leave them out on the streets, leave them sleeping in the alleys. That is certainly not the answer.
How can churches help the homeless?
Well, a church can become involved by, first of all, by sending volunteers, and individuals can do that too. They can contact the New Life Evangelistic Center if you'd like to volunteer. Our number is 314-421-3020, and you can call that number and see about volunteering. One of the ways that people can volunteer is with our outreach, homeless outreach on the streets, but there's other ways too. If that you feel that may not might be a little challenging for you, there's other ways that people can volunteer. Eventually, we hope to have volunteers to help at the new building, when we reopen again. But that is a little ways down the road. And people at churches can give to New Life Evangelistic Center, and individuals can give for our renovation fund so that we can hire the contractors, do the necessary renovations, and get the building open again. The website is newlifeevangelisticcenter.org.
newlifeevangelisticcenter.org, 314-421-3020. Homelessness is a fertile field. Why not get involved and change someone's life? Ray Redlich has been my guest, Vice President at New Life Evangelistic Center. We've lived with homelessness all of our lives. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks for tuning in to Encounter. Let me hear from you. You can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Invite your friends to tune in too, won't you?